Mommy, Daddy, and Ringmaster Riley, we're making giant happy for me faces.
Your cellar routine is in tip-top shape,
Mama said.
And your hip circles and knee hangs are superb.
Mama grinned because she used one of my new favorite words.
So, what if you did one of your best tricks, but on the flying trapeze, instead of your solo bar?
Daddy asked.
You could swing out and do a split. It's not a new trick, but it would be more mature and higher up, right?
Right, I said. What an excellent plan.
You can just drop to the net after,
Daddy said.
Like on the trampoline, but more dramatic.
Hooray, I shouted. This plan was getting better and better. Then I looked at the mature person-sized flying trapeze rig. It was tall, much taller than my solo trapeze. The trapeze net was made of thick, knotty white rope, and the platform in the trapeze bar was high, high, high up in the air. Mommy and Daddy climbed up to that platform every time we performed. But now that it was my turn, those ladders looked tall as giants. Actually, now that I looked again, the trapeze was extremely tall, taller than Clementine the elephant even. Also, the ropes of the net were woven very wide and loose-ish. Mommy and Daddy were too big to slip through the holes, but I was much smaller than them. Maybe I was even so small that I'd swish, swoosh, slam, slide right through the ropes and then smack on the ground on my keister. Keister's what Lady Edwina calls her tush. Katie, the bearded lady's keister, is so big she has to wear giant-sized overalls. But people don't notice her keister. They're too busy looking at her beard.